This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news for Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. With a new Jefferson County detection, Washington leads the nation in backyard flocks with bird flu. A backyard flock in Jefferson County tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, on July 1st, according to the Washington State Department of Agriculture. With 29 total backyard flocks impacted, Washington now leads the nation in the number of infected backyard flocks. Dr. Eidel, Washington State veterinarian, said, "We're really facing an unprecedented situation. Our staff has stepped up to the challenge and has done a tremendous job responding to these reports, identifying which flocks are infected and taking quick action to limit the spread of the disease." Despite the high number of detections in backyard flocks, no commercial flocks have had detections. This is important for commercial producers, but also for the state's food security and economy. Eggs are regularly one of Washington's top 10 commodities for a value of over $220 million in 2020. Dr. Eidel said, "Even though the extra biosecurity measures have put an extra burden on both backyard and commercial flock owners, the good news is that it is working. Those who have kept their flocks isolated and have been careful not to bring the virus in themselves still have healthy flocks." Eidel continues to recommend that flock owners keep their birds confined and covered until 30 days after the last detection of HPAI in the state. The unseasonably cold, wet conditions have caused both migratory birds and the virus to linger in the environment. Eidel said in Europe, they have been dealing with this virus continuously for the past 18 months. While we hope that that won't be the case here, it is a possibility and we should be prepared for it. We could be in this for the long haul, he said. WSDA has numerous resources for flock owners to learn about bird flu and protect their flocks, including a bird flu webpage with information about each confirmed flock with HPAI, an interactive map, frequently asked questions, and a Facebook group dedicated to updates about bird flu in Washington. There are links to these resources on the transcript of this report on our website, kptz.org. If your flock experiences sudden death or illness of multiple birds, call WSDA's Sick Bird Hotline at 1-800-606-3056. Birds that have already died should be double bagged and kept in a cooler on ice until WSDA veterinarians can arrange for sampling. Sick or dead wild birds should be reported using the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife's online reporting tool, also available on this transcript. On the COVID front, Jefferson County Public Health is streamlining its COVID-19 case data reporting as it transitions from an emergency response to a more sustainable and long-term approach to monitoring the virus. In addition to shifting to weekly reporting, data will now appear on an interactive dashboard designed with new data presentation software. This morning was the Board of County Commissioners meeting, and Dr. Barry said, "Cases are flat, but still at a high level nationally. Down in the northeast, up in the south, but flat out here west. They are showing some signs of easing. In Jefferson County, the two-week case rate is 715 per 100,000, a slight decrease. No one is currently hospitalized, though one person was over the weekend, but they are at home now. Total cases, 4,770, and that is 123 additional this week since last, and 30 people have died due to COVID in Jefferson County since the pandemic began. The risk of COVID-19 transmission in public indoor spaces is high. Wearing a well-fitting N95 mask or similar is still your best protection from infection, even if you are vaccinated." The Washington State Patrol wants the public to be aware that a new acronym is being added to the state missing persons alert system. A missing indigenous person alert, or MIPA, as it would appear on the roadside signs, will join amber and silver. There are too many letters in the phrase missing indigenous person to fit on the roadside signs, and since indigenous people in Washington state go missing in greater numbers proportionally than in the general population, they want to get the word out for the rare occasion it is needed. So if you see a MIPA, it stands for Missing Indigenous Person Alert. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.